You're listening to the audio production of The Act of Marriage After 40, Making Love for Life, by Tim and Beverly LaHaye with Mike Yorkey, published by Zondervan and read by Robertson Dean. Please note that you may download an accompanying PDF that provides enhanced materials for this audiobook. To download the PDF, please visit harperchristianaudio.com. To all those who believe married love really can last for a lifetime, and for all who may need some encouragement to believe. Introduction. Not long ago, our television repairman dropped by our condominium after hours. Matt, not his real name, brought his wife, Jennifer, to our front door, where he sheepishly admitted that Jen had read one of my books and wanted to meet my wife, Beverly, and me. We graciously welcomed our impromptu guests and showed them around, including a visit to the library office in which I work. As we made small talk that evening, it became apparent that this couple had something else on their minds. Since becoming a pastor 45 years ago, I have developed a sixth sense about furtive glances and forced smiles from couples. I offered them a beverage and waved them toward a comfortable couch in my office. Within minutes, their story poured forth. "We are both 40 years old, and we're having sexual problems," Jennifer blurted. "I have no interest in doing it at all." I noticed her husband's eyes were cast downward. There, the problem was out in the open. I flipped on my counselor's hat and urged Matt and Jennifer to tell me their story. A half hour later, I believed I understood the situation. Jennifer had been promiscuous before she became a Christian, but after getting married, she swung in the opposite direction. She didn't want anything to do with sex. The result, this long-married couple rarely made love, and when intercourse occurred, the sexual act was nothing more than a release for him. I counseled Jennifer to forgive herself for what had happened years earlier. I reminded her that sexual intercourse is the most beautiful and intimate expression of love that can be shared by a husband and wife, and one well worth the effort. As they nodded their heads in agreement, I thought of the hundreds and hundreds of couples I have counseled regarding their sexual relationships. I could not recall one couple telling me that their sex life was very good, but their marriage was really lousy. A couple's sexual relationship is an excellent barometer of the state of the union. If a couple's love life can be described as healthy and good, the same attributes apply outside the marriage bed. The topic of marital love and its physical dimension has interested Beverly and me ever since it became apparent to us in the early 1970s that there was a lack of credible Christian sources on the subject. Once I loaned a young married couple, who came to me seeking counseling regarding their physical relationship, 7 books out of my own library, each with rubber bands marking the specific chapters I wanted them to read. I was dismayed that I couldn't find a comprehensive, all-in-one volume on sexual love in bookstores. Dr. Robert K. DeVries, then executive director of Zondervan Publishing House, took us to lunch one day in 1973 to express his contention that a book about sexual adjustment in marriage was sorely needed in Christian bookstores. He asked Beverly and me if we were willing to write a book on the Christian view of sex in a marriage. "No," I replied in a knee-jerk fashion. "Ministers don't write about sex." Dr. DeVries would not be deterred. "Would you pray and talk it over between the two of you?" he asked. "We feel there is a real need for a pastor, well known for biblical reliability, and his wife to team up together on this project." We thanked Dr. DeVries for his time and promised to pray about his offer. Beverly, bless her heart, was understandably reluctant to take on this endeavor. Yes, we had been married for 29 years, raised 4 children, and had been blessed with 4 grandchildren. Furthermore, we had written several best-selling books on interpersonal relationships, including How to Be Happy Though Married, which is still in print after 3 decades. "Do you think we should do the book?" I asked Bev. "Absolutely not," she said energetically. "That would be like people looking into the privacy of our bedroom." Then something interesting happened. Bev counseled 10 wives over the next 2 months, and all of them expressed their aversion to sexual intercourse. Their pleas for Beverly's help were genuine, as were their words of appreciation after Bev's
Sample complete. Ready to continue?